Kelly Chivaka scolds Murkowski for yes Ketanji Brown Jackson boat, failed Alaska yet again. By Paul Bois on April 4, 2022. Kelly Chivaka, who seeks to unseat Reno Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., in the upcoming Alaska primary, scolded the U.S. Senator on Monday for her pledged yes vote to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. The long guessing game is over, and the unsurprising answer is that Lisa Murkowski is supporting a leftist judicial nominee who will write legislation from the bench and have the very real potential for harming Alaska for decades to come, Chivaka said in a statement on Monday. Chivaka called out Murkowski for pledging to vote yes on Joe Biden's Supreme Court pick after voting no to confirm Justice Brett Kavanaugh and voting no on the motion to proceed with Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will have Murkowski's vote, which is far more than solid conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh ever got. In fact, Murkowski's vote to discharge the Judiciary Committee and put Judge Jackson's nomination before the full Senate is more respect than she gave Justice Amy Coney Barrett, whose very nomination she opposed in the first place. Indeed, while Murkowski eventually voted yes to confirm Justice Amy Coney Barrett, she initially voted no on the motion to proceed after Barrett exited the Senate Judiciary Committee. I voted no on the motion to proceed yesterday because I have stated on multiple occasions since 2016 I do not believe the Senate should take up a Supreme Court nomination this close to a presidential election. I have been clear in that position throughout this process. With that vote, my view did not prevail, she explained at the time. Chivaka said in her statement that Murkowski has repeatedly failed her home state of Alaska by voting for Joe Biden's nominees almost 90% of the time, including Ketanji Brown Jackson, who has been lenient on child sex abusers, cannot define what a woman is, and does not acknowledge the natural rights of people as delineated in the Declaration of Independence. Lisa Murkowski has failed Alaska yet again, apparently calculating that there's more political benefit in pleasing the D.C. insiders and catering to the radical left than there is in protecting her own constituents, concluded Chivaka. When I'm the next senator from Alaska, I won't make people wait for my decisions, and I will always support only strong, conservative constitutionalist nominees. As Breitbart News recently reported, the latest polls have put Chivaka in the lead to replace Murkowski in the upcoming Alaskan primary. Conducted from March 14 to March 16, the survey of 500 likely voters in Alaska's November general election found Chivaka in the first round with a huge lead of more than double digits over Murkowski, said the report. On that first choice on the ballot, Chivaka comes in with 45.4% and Murkowski at just 28.7%. Former President Donald Trump enthusiastically endorsed Chivaka when her candidacy was first announced in 2021.